In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
People of the US, great news. The Formula One Circus is coming to Miami this weekend, and we've got everything you need to know on P1 with Matt and Tommy, the Formula One podcast from Stack. It doesn't matter if you're an F1 veteran or hardly watch a race. If you want a fun breakdown of the biggest stories from this weekend's race, we've got you covered. Join us for previews and reaction episodes from practice, qualifying, and the race itself, plus our full driver rankings podcast early next week. You'll be armed with enough info to make you look like a bona fide expert when the race rolls back around next year, or at least when you see your friends next week. Search P1 with Matt and Tommy in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now.
This is Sports Horn, the UK's third most listened to sports radio station. 100% punditry.
They said, what coaching qualifications do you have? And I just said, I'm Ian Five Ankles, and I nearly got the job.
100% passion.
I'm not allowed near livestock.
100% banter.
Kill me! Just kill me!
6% news, weather and travel. It all adds up to 360 degrees of the sports news and men's matters that matter to you.
Women's matters matter. Women can be men too.
Girl power.
You're listening to Sports Horn. Horning sport from the rooftops. Sound that horn!
You're listening to the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show with former professional footballer turned current pundit Ian Five Ankles.
Ian Five Ankles.
And me, Anthony Richardson, and it's time for Proper Football Stags.
Proper Football Stags. Sponsored by Stag Bathroom Sealant. Strong and quick drying like a stag.
I love Proper Football Stags, Anthony.
Oh, yes.
It is a top feature.
Oh, class feature. Proper Football Stags. You love your Proper Football Stags, Ian. You live for it.
I do, yeah. I hope you're listening, Denise.
She won't be listening, Ian. Now, it's men's health, it's men's matters, it's men's hygiene, and there's nothing more manly than a pair of ex-footballers putting on some deer antlers and butting into each other until one of them concedes, courtesy of Stag Bathroom Sealant.
You wouldn't get today's mamby-pamby modern footballers doing this feature.
Never.
Only former midfield hard men need apply.
Oh, yes. And speaking of that, here is Ian's contestant for today. He's just walked into the studio. Please welcome ex-Blackburn Rovers captain, Gary Flitcroft. Welcome, Gary!
Flitcroft!
Thank you, Nigel Adley.
Hi, Gary. Welcome to Staggy Football Men.
Proper Football Stags.
Bath Sealant.
Yep. Okay, Gary, now, you know the game. Just put on the stag antlers behind you. Yeah, they got the Velcro straps at the back. There we go. Now, we all know the rules. Whoever curls up in a ball first loses. Ian, you got your antlers on, have you?
Yeah.
Okay, okay. Now, Gary, before your butt, have you got anything you'd like to promote or plug ahead of this? Okay, yep, great, we can do that. Yep, Gary will be doing a Blackburn Legends meet and greet at Ewood Park on June the 1st. Tickets still available. Dress code is smart casual. Please adhere to that. Somebody went topless last time. It's a family club, and she was bang out of order.
We're ready, Anthony.
Okay.
I'm all stegged up. I'm ready to rut.
Okay, rutting is when the deer have sex, Ian.
Is it?
Yes, we've talked about this before.
Okay, yeah. I'm not going to have sex with Gary Flitcroft.
No.
Not doing that.
And
draw the line somewhere, haven't you?
Sure. Okay. 3, 2, 1. There's the deer horn. Away you go. Oh, there they are. Gosh, there are no holds barred between these two legends of the game. Still hard as nails. You don't get more testosterone filled than this. Gary Flitcroft, what a player he was. Top, world class. And he's lost nothing in terms of physique. He's taken his top off and you can see it. Oh, they've headbutted each other good there. A reminder, there are still tickets available for that Ewood Park Legends Night. We've been told that there will be a substantial buffet, so no need to eat beforehand. And if you do eat beforehand, then leave some room for desserts. There's 27 puddings on offer, including trifle. And Ian's forced his antlers below Gary's and into his chest. Gary's fallen back into the water machine. And Gary has tapped out. A win for Ian Five Ankles.
He's messed himself.
Gary Flitcroft has messed himself. There it is, the telltale mess, as many deer do. It's fight or flight with deer. It's fight or flight with former midfield hardmen. Thank goodness we've coated the floor with Stag bathroom sealant. It's water resistant like a deer. Thank you, Gary. Cheers, mate. Unlucky. Never mind. Best of luck with the Ewood Park Legends Night. Thank you for playing.
Sandra, can you send someone in to clean up Gary Flitcroft's mess, please?
Thank you, Sandra. Ian, gosh. Another win for you, sir. You sure don't know how to... You know how to rut. Not rut, because that's having sex, but you know how to butt.
Yeah, butt, not rut. That's my motto when it comes to proper football stags.
And just like a victorious proper football stag, you get to choose a mate.
Yeah.
Who are you going to choose?
I think I'm going to pick my ex-wife, now current girlfriend, Denise.
He's choosing Denise. Oh, and he's ringing her now to tell her the good news.
Hello, Denise. Oh. Yeah, it's Ian.
Yeah.
Five ankles.
Okay.
Yeah. I tell you, I've just made Gary Flitcroft mess himself. So would you like to mate with me this evening? Gary Flitcroft, yeah. We played for Man City and then Blackburn. No, he joined the season after they won the league. I think he won a league cup, but... actually, I think he was suspended for the final.
Okay. Well,
why do you need to know so much information about Gary Flitcroft?
I'm just
saying, Denise, that if you'd like to mate,
yeah,
then
okay,
I've just made Gary Flitcroft mess himself.
While Ian dots the I's and crosses the T's, we're breaking away to bring you some breaking news.
The Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show. Breaking news. Proudly sponsored by Quick Singles, the dating app for people who can run the 100 metres in under 12 seconds.
Welcome back to the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show.
Henning Berg captained the League Cup final game in his absence. I've just looked it up, but why does any of this matter, Denise?
In the last few moments, we have learnt that the United Kingdom has declared war on the island of Zanzibar in Tanzania. That's right, we're going to war.
Breaking news on the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show. At war with Ian.
At war with me?
The Prime Minister has authorised missile attacks in an effort to defend our commercial shipping routes in the region. They have not confirmed any missile strikes just yet, but the nation has been warned to be on high alert. If you're out and about in Britain, please be careful. Ian, just breaking off from any impartiality for a second there, but that's brilliant news, isn't it? That is brilliant. We're at
so
war
excited.
At last.
Oh, it's brilliant, Anthony.
War
it's
again.
top, world class of this country.
Oh, yes.
It's about time we flex our muscles on the international stage again. I tell you, we haven't won silverware for such a long time.
Show them our blooming biceps,
yeah.
Ian.
Go and deck someone.
Tell you what, just looking at the form going into this, Zanzibar, we've beaten them before in the Victorian times. 1896, it says here, the shortest war in history at 39 minutes. On paper, this should be a routine win for the UK.
Well, yes, I would warn against complacency, though, Anthony. Mm. There are no easy wars in international competition these days. You can only beat what's in front of you.
Yeah, that's right. I know they're an unknown quantity, these African sides, but with modern-day scouting, the manager of the Ministry of Defence, he's got to know them inside out, Ian. You know,
yes,
all the laptop boffins, they've got to know what they're dealing with.
Yeah, but don't forget, this is away from home.
It's a tricky away tie, I'll grant you that, yep.
But take confidence from this, and we could go on and beat your bigger nations, your Brazils, your Thailands, your New Zealands of this world.
Of this world.
Passion can see us through.
Yeah.
I always think that when it comes to war. I don't care about modern fancy tactics either. Put it simply, countries don't like it when you run at them.
Direct. That was the problem in World War One.
Yeah.
We didn't run at the enemy. We just walked slowly towards them from trench to trench. And if we'd run, you know, if we'd used the modern tactics, we could have shaved a year off that war.
Yeah.
On the line now is one of our lads. our lads, our brave boy, Lance Corporal Jacob Stanley, is calling in from a Chinook, it says here. Hello, Lance Corporal Jacob Stanley.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Lance, best of luck in the war. What's the mood in the camp going into this one?
They're camping.
Morale is pretty low, I'm afraid, Anthony. Ministry of Defence was only given £55 billion last year. It's being run on a shoestring, so as a result, we can't attract the best personnel.
Oh, gosh.
Shameful. They need a rich owner to come in and invest, or we'll never win in Europe. Or Africa, in this case.
Well, exactly. I mean, to put it into context, the UK spent £116 billion last year on education.
Blimey, as much as that, that is a disgrace.
Being clever or having bombs. Honestly, you wonder where this country's priorities are half the time.
Lance, what's your score prediction going into this one then, mate?
Well, this is a serious and dangerous armed conflict. To reduce it to sports terminology is incredibly crass. Though if you had to push me, I'd say hope for a draw, get him back to our place, beat him in the replay.
1-0?
3 points.
Yeah, you gotta expect it. You gotta think positively. Best of luck anyway, Lance Corporal. There he goes. Next, we've got Scott in Whitby. Hello, Scott.
I just heard we're going to war, and I immediately orgasmed.
Wow. Congratulations.
Fair play.
Congratulations, Scott. And I tell you what, I am willing to bet that is the first orgasm recorded after the war has been announced. Congratulations, Scott. You must be very proud, sir.
I can't believe it.
Good for you, Scott. Good for you. Ian, news of this war hasn't sunk in, but now somebody's orgasmed. That just makes it feel real. That's the cherry on the cake.
Fair play to the lad. That's patriotism right there. I tell you, Anthony, I would too.
You'd orgasm too.
Yeah, I would. Yeah. If I weren't presenting a national radio show, there are cameras in here as well, it probably wouldn't be the done thing, but I would. I would spunk in honour of the war, and that's an Ian Five Ankles guarantee.
Ian Five Ankles guarantee.
Let's go to Tony in Worcester. All right, Tone.
Hello, lads. Just heard there's a war on, and I'm over the moon about it. I really am. But you know what cheeses me right off at the same time so that both reactions counterbalance each other and I'm left with feeling nothing?
What's that, Tone?
Today's snowflake generation wouldn't even fight if you paid them. They're too busy watching TikTok on their VR headsets while sexting on ChatGPT.
Oh, absolutely, yeah, right,
yeah,
Tone.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the problem with young people. They hate this country.
They do.
If you told a Gen Zer our commercial shipping routes were under threat, they wouldn't even bat an eyelid.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got that right, Ian. But if you address them by the wrong pronoun, they'd tear you limb from limb.
Oh, so true, yeah. He or she or they would.
I'm 56, and I'm telling you, I would jump at the chance of going to a war. I will be over in Zanzibar in a heartbeat, but apparently I'm not of fighting age. Those Syrians coming in those boats from France, if they love this country so much, then why don't they get in another boat, this time with guns on it, and go to Zanzibar to fight for us? It takes a piss, it really does.
Well, I'll stop you there, though, Tony. Those lads would then be doing you out of a fighting job if you were young enough. You got to think about that, mate.
Bloody foreigners coming over here and fighting in our wars. You didn't get that in World War II, I tell you.
I tell you what, Tone is spot on. It's his opinion, and it's right.
It can't be wrong if it's his opinion. He's hit the beans on toast and has gone in off the burnt crust. I tell you, I would go and fight if I were young enough.
Oh, you would.
I would.
You would,
and so would 99% of the red-blooded men who listen to this show.
Yeah.
I ran midfields for years.
You could run a battlefield, no problem at all.
I'm still fit as a fiddle.
Same thing.
I love my country.
Yep.
In fact, sometimes I call out
too much.
England.
Sometimes too much, yeah.
In bed instead of my own ex-wife turned current girlfriend's name.
England!
Thank you, Nigel Adley. You're listening to the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show at war.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show.
Spread some Ian on your toast.
And we're out. I feel alive.
Yeah.
Ian, you look as if you're going to start chuntering. You've gone crimson.
I am. I'm chunter ready. I could run rings around the woke flake generation.
Yeah, you could.
Name me a current midfielder in the Premier League that's harder than me. You can't.
John McGinn.
Apart from John McGinn. That's not fair because he's not of this era.
No.
He's like that bloke in Life on Mars.
Yeah, yeah.
Name a player apart from John McGinn.
Well, I tell you, John McGinn, he would go into his own head if he were in a coma and join the police force in the 70s and then beat people up.
And beat people up in a way that he doesn't care about the rules because there are no rules when you're inside your own head in the 70s.
No, not in the 70s and not inside your own head. He could go back in time and, what, how many episodes was that series?
Well, season one was 6 and then it sort of came back with Ashes to Ashes where they went to the 80s.
Well, he could have wrapped that up with no need for a sequel.
Yeah.
Now,
name a player apart from John McGinn.
I was just going to say, Sheffield United midfielder Tom Davies is in Studio 2. He's recording an interview for the big Premier League preview show with Ray Leppard, Millwall's finest.
Hold on, he's the guy who walks around New York City in his dressing gown.
Well,
don't make me laugh. I'd eat him for breakfast.
Well, I'll tell you what, mate. He I know he's got Goldilocks sort of curls, but when he played for Everton, he ran a midfield. He ran a midfield. I'll tell you what, I can bring in Tom Davies after he's done that big Premier League preview show, and he can come in here, play proper football Stags with you.
Yeah, I'm all for that. Go get him.
All right, Ian, are you sure? Are you sure?
Yeah.
You want to play proper football Stags twice in one day with your stamina? You sure you don't want to embarrass yourself the second time round?
Put it this way. If I were facing two 90s Premier League midfielders in one day,
such as
your Stephen Clements or your Timo Kitzbühel of this world, then maybe I'd say, hold on, no, I'm not up for that.
No.
But this is wee little pretty boy Tom Davies I'm fighting here, and bring it on.
Okay.
I want another chance at mating with Denise anyway.
Gosh.
I don't think she was concentrating when
I
phoned
her.
No,
fair enough. God, I tell you what, Ian, Great Britain versus Zanzibar. Ian Five Ankles versus Tom Davies. That is...
What a day.
That is action-packed. Today can't get any more action-packed than that. We're back on. Here we go.
Carlton Palmer here. Longest legs in football history. You're listening to the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show.
Welcome back. 6 minutes into the war with Zanzibar. Early stages of that one. We'll bring you updates when they happen. Or you can listen to exclusive commentary from Millwall's finest, Ray Leppard. That's over on Sports Horn Extra. Wilf is in Chester. Hi, Wilf.
Your coverage is nothing but jingoism. It's Poundland fascism.
Poundland fascism. Fascism's only something the other side does, Wilf. So that's wrong. Don't be so childish, mate.
How old are you, Wilf?
Yeah, good question.
26.
I take it you're not going over the top.
Yeah.
You couldn't pay me to fight an illegal war for this xenophobic disgrace of a nation.
Yeah, I bet you wouldn't.
No, Wilf, you couldn't be paid because you're too pussy.
Wilf, I've just heard that the British Army are giving free Taylor Swift concert tickets for anyone who signs up.
Don't be absurd. The Wembley dates, is it?
You know what, Wilf? That is how easy it is. You've been played, mate. You've been played. You've shown yourself up and the rest of your generation for what you really are. You know what? You could join the army right now. There's a website. You sign up. You're under 30. Do you have asthma?
No.
If you don't have asthma, you know what? You can sign up right now and get over to Zanzibar.
Wilf, you could join the army who are at war right now at a tricky away leg in Zanzibar.
Yeah.
But you can't be asked because you'd rather make a TikTok with ChatGPT and the pathetic hope that Taylor Swift retweets it.
Yeah.
It's nonsense.
And she wouldn't. Ian would kill to be in your position, Wilf, but he's too old to fight. And that's the tragedy.
Look, Anthony.
Yeah?
Anthony, look at these biceps.
Yeah,
look at them.
Yeah.
Look at
these
biceps.
Them. I'm seeing them.
I'd be on the first plane to Zanzibar if I could.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wilf, do me a favour.
Yeah, do him a favour, Wilf.
Take a picture of your biceps now.
Good point.
And send them to me, and I'll send you a picture of mine.
Good point. And then we'll see who's got the biggest biceps across the generations.
I'm not going to do that. Look at the wars we've fought. Hardly a proud record, is it?
Well, played 6, won 4, drawn 2. Case closed, yeah, I'd say.
Wilf. Just lost another argument. You've just been out-intellectualed by former professional footballer turned current pundit Ian Fiveankles. Hard luck, son.
Cried off, has he?
Yeah, oh yeah, he's cried off. Pathetic. Yep, skulked off in his skinny oat milk jeans.
Well, that's a shame, because I've just taken a selfie of my biceps.
I've seen. You're going to send that to him,
I'm going to send it to Wilf, and I'm going to CC the Ministry of Defence to show them what they're missing.
Yeah, good idea.
There we go.
Yeah, good.
Oh, no, forgot to attach.
Okay.
So I'm resending.
Just resend
resending
that,
the biceps.
Bad. Right, so Wilf...
Oh, forgot to attach.
Oh, forget... Okay, just...
No, it's all right. We go again.
Honestly, just got to pick that paper.
And there we... Oh, I forgot
okay,
to attach.
Okay, so for goodness sake, mate.
Right, just take a breath, Ian. Just reset. Never give up.
Okay, so...
And there we have... Oh, I forgot to attach.
Right, okay, just ignore...
Wilf,
forget that.
Wilf,
forget
if you're getting loads of blank messages from me, right... They should have had pictures of my massive biceps on them.
Going to be fair to Wilf, you shouldn't be using the phone system to take callers' mobile numbers, Ian. That should be wiped. That's against GDPR rules, and you even have GDPR rules during war.
Do you?
Yeah, you do.
Even in war?
You do, even
okay,
in war.
Fair
I get your
dues.
Passion, but let's not be illegal here. It's not an illegal war.
Well, I'm just trying to make a point about the size of my biceps. I'll tell you what, Google biceps, Wilf.
Oh, yeah. Google
if you're still
them.
Listening, you've probably never even come into contact with biceps.
I'd like to see your search history like Ian's. Ian, you've just CC'd in the Ministry of Sound, not the Ministry of Defence,
oh.
The nightclub.
Well,
that's the nightclub you've done.
No worries, because they could fight too.
They could.
There's a war on Anthony, and that lot, they'll all be fighting fit with all that bopping up and down, aren't they? Tell you what, do you know who I feel sorry for?
The innocent people of Zanzibar?
No, the MPs and the Prime Minister who started this war, and they don't even get to go and fight.
That's a tragedy.
I mean, how sad is that?
Yeah.
They have to send children instead of themselves. And I bet they want to fight themselves.
Yeah, children. Literal children.
Yeah, the MPs...
They don't want to send children, do they? They want to send older people.
They want to send themselves. They're desperate to go.
They want to send them and the people who vote for them, who tend to be in their early 60s and onwards.
Yeah,
that's
demographic.
Who we
need.
They're the people who want to go and fight. They're gagging to fight.
MPs must be gutted.
They are gutted.
And these days, you shouldn't have to be physically fit to fight.
Yeah, it's all done in VR.
It's mostly done in VR. There's loads of jobs in a war. You could work in accounts.
Yeah.
You could do the catering.
Yeah, yeah.
But, I mean, all kinds of skills are required. You remember that bloke I saw at Butlin's Minehead?
Yeah. The bloke in the arcades.
Yeah.
You told
me
about him.
Yeah, I saw a 60-year-old man at the arcades in Butlin's Minehead on one of those claw machines where you have to grab a cuddly toy out of a pit. And I watched him feed £1 coins in. 3 minutes later, bam, bam, bam. He's only gone and pulled out a rabbit,
you
a small bear, and a kangaroo.
Teach that. That is unbelievable,
the
Ian.
The dexterity of his fingers with that joystick. But apparently, he's too old to fly a drone. It's a scandal.
Yeah.
It's an absolute scandal. Don't get me started on Colonel Mr. Captain Sir Tom.
Oh.
The old guy who stretches legs around his own garden for charity during the COVID.
You've told me this before, and I agree with you completely. You'd have had Mr. Captain Sir Tom on the front line.
Yeah, he's going
like
straight
this.
Up front in my war team.
Oh, gosh.
I've always said that. That guy had experience.
Yeah.
But apparently, the desk monkey red tape ponces in Whitehall, they won't let a 100-year-old man chuck a grenade. That's all I'm asking. Just let him waddle up in his Zimmer frame and chuck a grenade
One
at them.
One grenade! God rest his soul! He could have started the war with a grenade!
He can
like
do
a
that.
Ceremonial one and then just go
be
back
an honour.
Off.
He'd love it.
Unbelievable.
He would let his daughter build another swimming pool.
But the good news is there is a chance in this generational tug of war that Ian Fiveankles will be able to score a consolation goal, because Sheffield United midfielder Tom Davies has entered the studio. Here he is. And he is ready. Yep, come in, mate. Thank you. Come in. And he is ready to give you a game of Proper Football Stags.
Proper Football Stags with Stag Bathroom Sealant.
Bring it on. I hope you're listening, Denise.
Yes, you won't be listening. Right, you get your antlers back out.
Put my antlers on.
That's it. Okay, we will have Proper Football Stags. Tom, get your the same antlers, mate. Yeah, Felco on them. Yeah, mind the mess on the floor and just, we'll put a cone around that. But first, ex-England cricketer Graham Hick scours the globe to find the world's deadliest ticks.
Graham Hick's ticks.
I'm in Colorado, home of the Rocky Mountain wood tick. These little fellas are nasty. Nastier than any fast bowler I faced in my career, I can tell you. Except Sean Pollock. He was a talented player. Off the field, nicest guy in the world. But as soon as he crossed that boundary rope, different story. God, what a prick. Total prick.
And we're out.
The ginger bastard.
And we're out. Tom, hello. Nice to meet you. Yeah. Okay. Do you want to plug anything before? Yeah, you just plug the games you're playing and yeah, that's fair enough. Okay, Ian, are you ready?
Yeah, I got my elbows on.
Okay.
Look at his biceps. They're pathetic.
Okay, Ian. All right. Sorry, Tom. He's a top footballer.
World class?
Well, not world class.
That's pathetic.
Well,
why
Ian.
Do you get to be in a war just because of your age and I don't,
well,
Tom Davis?
I don't think he's going to be getting to do a war. He's just come back from injury. Quite a serious one. And he plays for Sheffield United, the poor lad. Yeah, it's arguably that's worse.
All right, well, I'm ready, Anthony. Let me at him.
Okay, Ian, 5 seconds.
Couldn't stand the man. Sean Pillock, more like.
Welcome back to the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show. Next time, Graham Hick learns about the deadly Powassan virus transmitted by ticks in northern Canada. And he also tells us his thoughts about former West Indies fast bowler Curtly Ambrose.
Tosspot.
Now it's time to witness a proper battle between midfielders, proper football stags. Ian Five Ankles and Tom Davies have put on their antlers. Tom, do you want to take off the dressing gown, mate, and the slippers? No? Okay, well, that's your choice. That is your choice. Okay, well, I have warned you. Proper football stags, commence your battle! And they have collided with full force. Ian's already stagged once today, but you wouldn't know it. He has locked antlers, pushed upwards. Look at that body strength. He's now backs away with an arrogant sneer. Oh, he even scrapes his foot against the floor like a cartoon ball. And he's in again, and Tom Davis is in, but he's got his dressing gown caught in the desk. He slipped in his slippers. He's down. He's down, and Ian butts his defenceless side. Tom Davies taps out. It's a win for Ian Five Ankles.
Yes, get in. A win for the 90s generation. This is for you, Gary McAllister.
Oh, Tom Davies lies prostrate. I think he's re-aggravated that injury that kept him out for 6 months. He'll be disappointed with that.
Have you messed yourself, Tom Davies?
He hasn't.
Give him that. Fair play to you. Well done.
Well, that is the respect between competitors. Ian, you've performed admirably. And do you know
Thanks,
what?
Mate.
You can mate with two people now.
Yeah, I'll just give Denise another call.
Before you do that, I've got some news. I've got a pleasant surprise for you, Ian.
Oh, a top surprise?
World class. Ian, this is the surprise of your life. Are you ready to hear this?
Yeah.
You are going to Zanzibar.
Going where?
You're going to Zanzibar away, where we're doing that war.
Right.
So congratulations.
What, to entertain the troops, like Marilyn Monroe?
No, not like Marilyn Monroe, or our version of Marilyn Monroe, Jim Davidson. You're going to fight there, Ian. You're going to fight there.
I'd love to.
Well,
I'd love to, but sadly, I'm too old.
No, well.
Very sadly. I just wish I could.
Well, Sandra, our producer, has chatted with the Ministry of Defence while we've been on air, and your local MP, and they agree that age shouldn't be a barrier to conscription in modern warfare. Ian, you're going to war.
Okay.
You're going to war. They've seen your biceps. They're sending you to the front line, right to the front. And if I tell you what, mate, if you do well in Zanzibar, you might even get Russia in the next round. Congratulations, Sir Ian, Captain Five Ankles, our resident hero. Go on, you do a salute, mate. He is going to war. Get your thoughts in to 75358. Ian, your immediate reaction ahead of battle. What's the mood in your camp?
I've messed myself, Anthony.
He's messed himself, just like in Gladiator. Congratulations, and your texts are flooding in to 75358. Benny in Whitstable says, well done, Ian, you're an inspiration. Judith from the Isle of Man says, don't die, Ian, lol. Yeah, don't die. God, don't die. Scott is back from Whitby. He's had another orgasm. Oh, wow, that is amazing. Congratulations. You'll be delighted with that, Scott. And so many listeners saying they're thrilled that age restrictions have been lifted and that they'd be the first to sign up if they didn't have asthma, which is tragically still a barrier to entry. And you know, that's a scandal. That is a scandal that people with mild asthma can't go to war. But I tell you what, And for all the asthmatics, they'll be rooting for you, Ian Five Ankles.
I need to write a letter to Denise.
Well, you can email her. Imagine how many times you'll be able to mate once you've antler-butted a load of dastardly Zambarians, Ian. Oh, he's lying on the floor! Ian's lying on the floor and curling up into a ball, into a show of patriotic strength. That is amazing. Let's listen to the national anthem. God save everyone in war. The time is 7:58. Let's go to Taj with the news.
The Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show. Private Five Ankles at your service.
And we're out. Oh, my gosh. Ian, shall I make you a coffee just before you go? Can I get a selfie as well? Oh, right. Oh, I've just seen you've come up. Breaking news. The war's over. Ah, the war's over. They've surrendered after 40 minutes. 40 minutes, that is agonisingly close to being the shortest war ever. They've missed out by a margin of 60 seconds. That shows that the African sides are definitely getting better. Oh, British Army will be disappointed with that. But you know what? 3 points in the bag still. Yeah.
No, it's a shame for sure.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I was ready to fight.
Yeah, I know
well.
You were. I know you were. I saw. Yeah.
Never mind.
Next time.
Next time.
Next time. Next war.
Yeah.
Sports Horn is a
total prick
production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
People of the US, great news. The Formula One Circus is coming to Miami this weekend, and we've got everything you need to know on P1 with Matt and Tommy, the Formula One podcast from Stack. It doesn't matter if you're an F1 veteran or hardly watch a race. If you want a fun breakdown of the biggest stories from this weekend's race, we've got you covered. Join us for previews and reaction episodes from practice, qualifying, and the race itself, plus our full driver rankings podcast early next week. You'll be armed with enough info to make you look like a bona fide expert when the race rolls back around next year, or at least when you see your friends next week. Search P1 with Matt and Tommy in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now.